Today, Jesus teaches us a one-word prayer. Ephphatha. Now, in print, and if you were reading along in the Missalette, you probably noticed, in print, this Aramaic word looks, shall we say, a little awkward. All those PHs and such. But spoken, it's beautiful and it's easy. One time now, please say out loud with me that prayer. Ephphatha. Ephphatha. See how nice it is? It's also a powerful prayer. This is the prayers we heard just now in the gospel that Jesus used to restore hearing and speech to the unnamed man. As we heard just a moment ago, and I quote, Jesus looked up to heaven and groaned and said to him, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. And immediately, the man's ears were opened and he spoke plainly. A beautiful prayer, a powerful prayer, and one that is, I think, particularly useful and important to us nowadays as we are dealing with that horrible, massive sex abuse scandal in our church. When it comes to our faith lives, each one of us wears two hats all the time, at the same time, two hats. I call them my church hat and my salvation hat. Let's talk about our church hat first, okay? Over 50 years ago, the Ecumenical Council, known as Vatican II, made abundantly clear in the document that it issued called Lumen, or named Lumen Gentium, that we are the church. You and you and you, me, Father Wayne, Cardinal DiNardo, we don't leave him out, and of course Pope Francis, we are all the church, the people of God. And the Pope and the Cardinals, Father Wayne, Deacon Tom, we are not more church by virtue of our ordination than you are. The Pope and the Cardinals and the priests, our pastor, they are our leaders. They manage, if you will, the institutional church. And that's a massive job. They teach and they counsel. They are our ecclesiastical leadership, and we depend on them to do a good job, and we are criticizing some of them for not doing such a good job. But all of us are the church. Vatican II made that clear, and it is spelled out very clearly in our catechism. So wearing that church hat, all of us, we pray Ephphatha, Ephphatha. May we be open, each one of us, to the reality that we are church. That we may be open to the responsibility that that brings, to care for and protect our church. There are important obligations of being church. It's certainly not just an honorary title. So now let's put on what I call our salvation hat. Let's talk about it. We always wear it. Each one of us as an individual human being, each one of us has a job one, and that is the salvation of our soul. Our salvation was won for us by Jesus on the cross. Our job is to claim what Jesus won for us on the cross by the way we live our lives. And this takes us back to the basics. For me, older than dirt, for me, that takes me back to the Baltimore Catechism. I cut my Catholic teeth on the Baltimore Catechism many, many years ago at St. Catherine's Parish in Pelham, New York. It's just outside New York City. Question one. From the Baltimore Catechism. Who made you? Answer, God made me. God made me. And so I pray, Ephata, that I may be open to the incredible reality that I am created by a loving God. And so to face what that means in the way I live my life. And then question two, from that old Baltimore Catechism. Why did God make me? It's a fair question, and it's worth pondering. Why did God make me? To know Him, love Him, and serve Him in this world, and be happy with Him in the next. There's that salvation is job one thing again. And so I pray, Ephata, may I be fully open to the reasons God made me. May I follow Jesus' command, which sums it up. Love God with all my heart, mind, and soul, and my neighbor as myself. So yeah, you and I wear those two hats, church, salvation, all the time. And I have no doubt, and those of you that know me would, I think, agree, that part of what we're dealing with as church, again, is this terrible sex abuse scandal. I'm not talking about it as such this morning, but it's there. It's something we're dealing with. And I know this is where I suspect you'll agree with me. I know I'm going to have disagreements with others in the church, even with church leadership. Maybe. I don't know. But here's the point. Recognizing that this is a reality in my church life, I pray, Ephata, May I be open to the fact that those I disagree with in the church were made by God just as I was made, am made by God. And as a result, to be ephata, to be open to loving that person, even at times of strong disagreement. And you know, we all know, the busyness and the noise in our world all by itself, forget about the scandal for a moment, that's enough to cause what we might call spiritual deafness. But boy, you add in a hot button topic like our sex abuse scandal, and that appears to be getting worse. That really compounds the problem of spiritual deafness, tending to job one. Today, Jesus teaches us a beautiful, powerful, one-word prayer. Ephata, be opened. Amen.